Hey there, welcome to the Deadpan Unshow. What is this, number 20? I think it's number 20. I'm not really doing that to be funny or wise ass when I say that. I'm really that fucking stupid. I can't keep track of it. Yes, we're on Unshow number 20. So welcome. I'm Jack Mangan, the host. And if this is your first exposure to Deadpan, then you probably shouldn't listen to this. You should listen to episode number 100 or 101. Or 71, or 99, or 53, or just don't listen at all. All right, we've got stuff to do here. We called the greasy jelly bean at 563, and what that is that's where if you, since Deadpan gets a bunch of comments every week, you can jump in and try to predict how many comments there will be at midnight of the previous, or the following Wednesday. Yeah. We had three predictions for this week. They were for 735, 510, or 603. We called it at, what do we call it at? 563. Oh, crap, I gotta do math. So that's 40, yeah, so Vanamond wins. Well, you knew that anyway. Vanamond wins with his prediction of 603, which is only 40 away from 563, while Retro's 510 prediction was 53. This is why I say you shouldn't listen to the Unshow. In fact, please just click stop right now and listen to another episode of Deadpan. But anyway, let's get through. We actually have 10, fucking 10 random comments stolen off of the board for the Greasy Spoon comments game. The first, Vanamon says, "Well, he appears to have a thick skin, but you never know, he could at this very moment be arranging a hit on Dubshack Ellipsis." Second, Vanamon says, "Had my first Twinkie today. In the continuum of U.S. exports, it's not in the same league as Pepsi. My coat feels like it's coated in gunk." Ellipsis. Retro says, "PS3 colon cool. What game did you win? Slash colon. Whenever I hear of Slash Fiction, I immediately think of the former GNR guitarist." Fourth, Espy says, "Hey Joe, yes, star swoon star. Hey Van. Our Olympic coverage was interrupted by flash floods that knocked out and interrupted the NBC signal throughout the evening. Damn it, we still really enjoyed what we were able to see. Today, cleaning the house." Next, Brad P. from NJ says, "Dub, sorry to hear about the FM diagnosis. My wife had this as a diagnosis for a while, ellipsis. If I remember correctly, FM is a dash, for lack of an accurate description, dash, reverse diagnosis. Well, it's not this, and not this, and not this, and not this, and you have pain points, so it's got to be FM. Her diagnosis was switched to psoriatic arthritis about 2 years ago, and the meds she's been on have really lowered her pain levels and brought back some flexibility and function. Good luck, Dub. I'll pass along my wishes that you develop a thick skin for palliatives. Ellipsis. Quote, if you'd only, parentheses, insert thing you should be doing here, if only your fibro weren't kicking your butt and you could get out to do star star anything, star star, close parentheses, you'd be doing better, ellipsis, close quotes." Ditto says, LMAO colon, Disney Sin City, HTTP colon slash slash www.notafishinglore.com slash sincity.html. Wander Wolf says, "Why can't auditors be pleasing on the eyes? I mean, hell, if I'm going to get run over the coals, why can't it be somewhat enjoyable, ellipsis?" Wander Wolf says, "SB, probably so, but how much fun is it to think of different ways to make tomato sauce with those two lovelies? Ellipsis, winking smiley." SB says, "M, colon, mission statement, blech, or bleach." And the 10th and final nipple of the week, Wander Wolf says, "Has anyone seen TEB? Question mark, question mark, question mark, underscore, greater than. No, it wasn't me, ellipsis." Alright, here's the deal. Deadpan number 102 is going to be sort of a return to form. I have so much great content from you guys. It's actually been sitting there waiting to make an episode appearance. It's been waiting a long, long time. I mean, hell, we're still in the middle of Bond Scott's Deadpan is the Way segment. So we have lots of good stuff lined up, but I still want your contributions, because that is still the deadpan way, and it'll be good to have an old-fashioned, old-timey deadpan episode. So send me your dumbass memories, send me your stolen song lyrics, stolen paragraphs, crazy stories about your parents, tell me your ideas on how to be happy, because you know what, I could sure fucking use them. The voicemail line is 206-350-TOMY, 206-350-8664. Email them to me, jack@jackmangan.com. Yeah, get me your stuff, and we'll play it on Deadpan. Now, actually, there's going to be some more new stuff. I don't know, Deadpan in the future, we're going to have, there's an interview, actually, that I've been setting up since January 2008, and the poor guy. So there's somebody very cool who I want to get on. I don't want to say anything for sure until I actually have the interview recorded. But I'm going to do some more conversations on pod. We have another Palooza episode to come up. And I don't know if Eraserhead, man, is... It's... Man. We should probably do something a little bit more accessible. Eraserhead is... There's plenty to discuss and talk about, but it's probably... It's way less accessible, way less entertaining, you know, just on a pure entertainment level than anything we've done so far, and I think it would really upset people. So I'd like to do it in the future, but probably the next thing should be something a little bit, not more mainstream, but just a little bit more accessible. That's the word, accessible. What the fuck else? We've got the Palooza coming up, and yeah, I have some stuff of my own. I'm going to change up some things. There's going to be... You never know what you're going to get from one episode to the next. No, don't go there. So stick it out. And actually, that is the last thing we should talk about. Is that the way... You know, the comments page... I mean, we've seen anywhere from 200 to 2,000 comments. I mean, the first episode had, seven comments. But we've seen the comments... numbers just all over the place for Deadpan. It's been a great, great ride. And, you know, it's always... What's funny about it is it's always been a group of about the size of the group that we have now hanging around Deadpan. It's always been about 5 to 10 people who just have a lot to say and who just pop in every day and share links and share funny stories and just share, play alphabet games and just chit-chat. But, you know, the thing about this is it's always been organic. It developed organically, and it's an organic thing, and it should be a natural thing like that. So I think setting comments goals is fun, and I'll certainly do it again, but I'm not going to do that this week. You know, poor Espy and Vanamond were hard at work trying to get us to our goal, and their efforts are greatly appreciated, and they weren't the only ones to pipe in and chit-chat today, but yeah, I'd say let's do this organically for the next few episodes. Let's just see what numbers we get. I've kind of come to the conclusion that I'll continue to do this even if I end up back where I started. I mean, this is Deadpan. This is, you know, it is Deadpan. It's the way. It's, I don't know. This has degenerated into completely pointless rambling. And if I met you at the NME, and this is what you've gone back and listened to for the first time, then I apologize. But yes, that leads to the final thing, the final news. I will be at the NME this weekend. That is the New Media Expo. That is in Las Vegas. I'll be talking to other podcasters and podcast listeners and podcast contributors. I'll be rooming with Paul Mackey, a.k.a. John Bowes. And I'll be hanging with T. Morris and PJ Ballantyne and Evo Terra and Mike Menengay and whoever else is cool. And it should be, I don't know, should be a good thing. So if you're going to be there, then I look forward to meeting you. And hopefully I'll get to take back some useful information about just about new media in general and all that stuff. Because, I've said some cynical, negative things about new media and whatnot recently, and I stand by that people have used this platform and this technology to do the same shitty things that people have been doing for centuries. The same shitty social or poor social behavior. But, in general, the technology's there, and the means for connection is there. No reason it can't be used as a force for good. If we were to retire Deadpan at 101 episodes, which I believe you may have considered, if we were to do that, I think Deadpan has done a lot of good. Probably for me more than anyone else, but it's been a force for good. And that's, that kind of brings us back to why Deadpan is the Way wasn't just a cheesy slogan, to get you to put on your phone or anything. It's how I really felt about it. Anyway, I'm done. I'm done. I'm all talked out. And this is not fun to listen to at all. So next episode will be fun to listen to. So again, if this is your first one and you somehow made it through all these minutes and you stuck this thing out, more power to you. You must be really bored at work. But I recommend that you go back and listen. Definitely go back and listen to Deadpan number 100. And beyond that, I don't know, there are some other good episodes, I guess. And hopefully number 102 will be a good one. All of your content is going to be really good, so. I better just click stop because I'll just keep talking all night. So anyway, thank you for being part of this. Remember to send me your contributions, and Deadpan is the motherfucking